show.
Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. God loves you and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness, Lord, to bring your word. Lord, you stretch forth your hand to heal and that you'd perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, the first two scriptures, we see the love and the mercy of our Heavenly Father, what he demonstrates. We go to Isaiah 42, 7 and 8. You will open the eyes of the blind and release those who sit in prison, darkness and despair. I am the Lord, that is my name. In Mark 5:19, Jesus said to him, Go home, your friend, and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has compassion on you. Amen. Again, we see the mercy of our God, who he promised to open the eyes of the blind, both our natural eyes and our spiritual eyes, to release or set free any who is sit in spiritual darkness and despair, feeling of hopelessness. We see in Mark 5:19, Jesus Christ had just healed a man who was insane and had been demon-possessed. Released from Satan's power, he was to tell his friends what great things the Lord had done for him and how Jesus Christ had compassion on him and healed him. Amen. What an awesome thing. Right, the message today is, I would like to become a Christian, but I cannot forgive my enemies. Well, I have good news for you. Through God's help, you can do what you cannot do otherwise. We go to Matthew 19:26. It says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. See, friends, God is saying to try to do it yourself, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. With the Lord's strength, it is possible. You can receive God's power. Amen. We go to 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is to make all grace or power abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency or more than enough in all things, have an abundance or plenty of for every good work. The Bible is saying, but I am with you. That is all you need. My power shows up best in weak people. You can be living demonstration of God's power instead of showing off your own power. With Christ's power, you can be an overcomer. Amen. What an awesome promise. Tell God, I'm willing to be made willing. Amen. Tell God, I'm willing to be made willing. In Matthew 6, 14 and 15, Jesus said, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men or women then their sins, then your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. But it's saying with Christ's strength, you can forgive anyone when they wrong you. God, your heavenly Father, will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive someone their wrongs, your heavenly Father will not forgive them your sins. It is a known fact that when we hold on to unforgiveness, it weakens our immune system, our healing system, and then our body cannot heal itself. Many sicknesses are a direct result of unforgiveness. For our health's sake, we must forgive. One of the reasons we must forgive. Jesus said, we must forgive. I have personally seen this quite a few times where people have been sick, they're not in good health, and it's because of holding on to unforgiveness and bitterness towards something. Matthew 5:7, Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Happy are the kind and merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Jesus said, when you did it to these my brothers, you were doing it to me. In Luke 6:38, for if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, and running over. Whatever measure you use to give, large or small, will be used to measure what has been given back to you. Amen. What is saying here? What you sow, Jesus said, you'll most certainly reap. When you forgive, you will be forgiven. When you are merciful, you will be shown mercy. When you do these things to my brothers, Jesus said, you'll be doing it to me. Amen. When Jesus asks you to do anything, it's always for our good. Amen. Because he loves you and he cares for you and he has the very best for you. I'll never let an opportunity go by without giving a chance to get your life right with God. Amen. For the Bible says, your cry came to me at an acceptable time when salvation is being offered. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. But to all who receive Jesus Christ, he gave the right to become children of God. All you need to do is trust Christ to save you. Friends, this is the best news mankind has ever heard. In your response, receive Christ by a personal prayer. Amen. We see this in Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And what do you pray? Just follow me in this prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, if you prayed that prayer, the Bible is saying, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You've been saved through faith in Jesus Christ, through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. Read your Bible daily if possible, and get along to a good Bible-based church. Demonstrate your new life with your love and concern for others. Give God first place in your life, and He will take you places you only ever dreamed of. Amen. Right, we go to a particular part of the message. Well, we're going to be praying for the sick shortly. Listen to what the Bible is saying here. We go to Isaiah 42. You shall also be a light to guide the nations under me. You'll open the eyes of the blind and release those who sit in prison, darkness and despair. I am the Lord, that is my name, and I will not give my glory to anyone else. Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, was looking through the corridor of time, about 700 years thereabouts, to a time when Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, would come. We read about Jesus in John 9:33. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opening the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man Jesus Christ were not from God, he could do nothing. See, friends, what the Bible says in Isaiah and John, it means Jesus opens both eyes and ears, both physical and spiritual. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who had been born blind. This man, Jesus Christ, was not from God. He could do nothing. Mark 7:32-34, and they were bringing a deaf and speech impaired man to him to lay their hands on him. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and commanded, "Open." Instantly the man could hear perfectly and speak plainly. For the crowds were overcome with utter amazement. Again and again they said, "Everything he does is wonderful. He even corrects or heals deafness and stammering." Amen. See, just as Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, spoke something like 600 years before a Messiah would come to heal the deaf in a speech impediment. After Jesus laid hands on him, he commanded open. The deaf spirit was cast out, and instantly the man could hear perfectly and speak plainly. Again and again, the crowds said, "Everything Jesus does is wonderful. Even heals deafness and stammering. If this man, Jesus Christ, was not from God, he could do nothing. Since the world began, it had been unheard of anyone open the ears of a person, a deaf person." Amen. Go to John 4:46. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he turned the water into wine. There was a certain royal officer whose son lay sick in Capernaum. When the man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see miracles, signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal officer said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus replied, "You may go, your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was healed. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "The fever left him yesterday at the seventh hour." Then the father realized that this was the exact time in which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his household believed. Loved ones, every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because the anointing or the power of the Holy Spirit was present. It was a display of God's power against the impossibilities in the lives of men and women. This royal official begged Jesus to come and heal his son. who was close to death. Again, we see the nature of Jesus, a merciful, compassionate Savior. Since the world began, there has never been one who could heal the sick. As he says, "You may go, your son lives." This sick boy was many kilometers away when Jesus spoke, "Your son lives." Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 30:2, "O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you have healed me." See, friends, we see from the Bible that Jesus spoke, he sent his word and healed them. To those who cried out, Jesus healed them. All through the Bible, the deaf heard, the dumb spoke, the blind saw, the cripples leapt for joy, the lepers received cleansing and were made whole, the demon possessed were set totally free. Amen. We go to Jesus told his disciples to do the same in Matthew 10:1-8. He gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. As you go preach saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Well, friends, I'm telling you the kingdom of heaven has arrived. My message and my preaching are not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Holy Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest in men's wisdom, but on God's power. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Well, I will start to pray for the sick and hurting now. Lay your hands on that part of your body that needs healing. I thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that I know you hear my prayer. I command health to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare that they are cursed at the root, and I command a blessing of divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. And where it's needed, I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place to every single cell and tissue in the body, from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Be healed and made whole. Lord, I speak to every life that is in torment, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Amen. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated, and the peace of God now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are righteousness, you are a shepherd, you are a divine giver of life. And let the power of this blessing rest upon you. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit increase in your life. And friends, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe you have received and you will have it. Amen. Now act your faith. Try moving around. You'll find that pains have started to disappear. They've started to leave you. And look for the improvements. The Bible says you shall recover, or you shall get well. So test the area to see if there's any improvement. Again, I say, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And to keep your healing, you know, I already said from Mark 11:24, believe you have received it. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. We read that today. And holding on to grudges and unbelief is leave it alone. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt and unbelief. Do not be fearful. Fear always distorts the truth. I say again, God wants you to be healed, amen. And the benediction, and now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May you walk in the joy of your salvation. May every sickness and disease be conquered and destroyed in your body. May you recognize that your enemies have already been defeated before you, and that God has already prepared a way for you you consider impossible. Nothing is impossible to the God that you serve. May your tomorrows be the best days of your life, because God is your Father, and no good thing will he withhold from those who diligently seek him. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Shalom. Amen.
Jesus. Oh,